唱着说那坐着说那来唱着巴尔达那加斯些他给金色一边坐南街坐那天子上街坐白雪 May all mother sentient beings boundless as the sky have happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be liberated from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from happiness that is free from sorrow. May they rest in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. Om Nam Gata Nyambe Semje Tamje Deva Dan Deve Chudan Dembrai Churuichi Dunghe Dan Dunghe Che Chudan Chewarai Churuichi Dunghe Mive Deva Dan Mindewarai Churuichi Nyeren chadan yidan chewe tangyum lan nevaray churujay. Okay, so now we go the wisdom chapter. We finished that about two kind of world or two kind of practitioner, no, two kind of people in this world. Which is to view different through the inner mind and the outer world, the different principle or views, right? So two kind of which are the review that two kind means. One is basically that we ordinary world, and include the first Buddhist school and second Buddhist school, right? Such as realist Buddhist school. So now we debating to Madhyamaka, okay? That we ordinary our view. We ordinary view and include, we could say, the realist, the first school and second school, debating to the Madhyamaka. So now the subject is debating about the continually that how to view the materials. Or the world, you know. So, the debating, the in English, what we read, the fourth, within whose ranks, the lower in degrees of insight, are confuted by the higher, by means of the examples that the yogis and the worldly both accept, and for the sake of the result, analysis is left aside. This means here, yogi means not physically yoga, you know. Yogi means basically it's calling to the Madhyamaka doctrine, because yogi means the Tibetan translation is Nenjur. Nenjur means Nel means who understand and realize true nature. Nel, you know. Nel. Nel means true nature. Jor means who understand and realize and experienced Nenjur. So the Madhyamaka, the Tibetan word is middle way, right? Middle way means, first maybe this is important to know, middle way meaning, like this morning we talked, free from elaboration. So there, usually we say,
free from true limitation, or free from four limitation, or free from eight elaboration. So eight elaboration means like a Madhyamaka, like the root text, the Madhyamaka root teaching that Nagarjuna's root Madhyamaka teaching, which is called root Madhyamaka, Umatzawa. That says the eight elaboration meaning is talking about, like this morning, the emptiness realization of a wisdom, like this chapter. This is a wisdom chapter. So emptiness realization with chapter, emptiness realization wisdom. Another different name is interdependence. Interdependence, right? So that interdependent or the emptiness is free from eight elaboration. So free from eight elaboration means this wisdom or this emptiness is not material, not thinkable. Like this morning said, not intellect, not reach of the intellect. So this is not speech. This is not in speech. Speechless. This is not permanently exist, and also not born, not born or not destroy. First, it's not exist, and then because of not exist, then there's no destroy. Not exist, not destroy. And also this means not nothingness, not nothingness, but also is not permanently exist. And then it's not coming, and not going, It's beginningless. That means not coming means it's beginningless. And it's not going means it's endless, So therefore, it's not also one thing, same thing, and also not separate. So therefore, free from these kind of eight elaboration, that means middle way. So middle way, elaboration, free from elaboration. Yogic means also the middle way, and who understand and realize true nature. So now, we ordinary people, general world idea, and the general world view, and the first school of Buddhist, and second school of Buddhist, we call them, the Madhyamaka call them proponent of true exist. Proponent of true exist, So because sort of like a realist, so we are realist. We think this is this world and these all material things is realist, right? Realist. We're debating Madhyamaka. All phenomena, like this world, all phenomena, all material things are emptiness and insubstantial or not real, Madhyamaka, you said this world is not real, all phenomena is not real. You said that our view is not right. That view that like a reality to see this world. So because you don't have any reasonable proof, proof or meaning. Madhyamaka said, giving answer. Madhyamaka said, we have proof and we have reason to say that disagree with your view, because, for example, we both Madhyamaka and a realist, we both can easily accept, you know, dream or mirage, or like something like a reflection in the mirror. Those are we everybody can accept. This is not real, right? This is a mirage. This is a dream. This is a reflection. We everybody accept this. So Madhyamaka gives this example to easily understand the realist or to us ordinary view, right? So Madhyamaka say this dream and mirage and reflection, all these are we all accept. This is the good proof that Madhyamaka's view to prove the insubstantial or emptiness. Because Madhyamaka, we view within the emptiness wisdom, this world and this real world and dream or mirage is, there's no difference. It's just like a same. We have this example, you know. Because it's just maybe different, little like that your view, realist, that your view, real, this world means just temporary, you know. Temporary. Could be these all reality things, you know, all these material things, just temporary looks like exist. The sooner or later, this will be gone. So that is just like a mirage or a dream, you know. Then Madhyamaka giving to them, to the realist, who think this real things, you know. They asking question, do you have any proof or example like this to give us, you know, to the Madhyamaka? So we sure you cannot give any example, you know, because there is nothing in this world, there's nothing exist like a strongly, independently exist itself without any interdependence, you know, because everything is interdependence. So there's, you cannot find anything. Can you find anything like in the world without interdependence? No, right? The only maybe you can give good example is maybe similar example is like maybe sky, you know. Sky is similar, sort of like beginningless, endless. There's no anything reasons, just sky. No any other, you know, interdependence. Maybe that is an example, but that is not your example. That is my example, you know. So therefore, you cannot find anything example or meaning, example or reality for this to prove the permanent exist, you know. You cannot find. Therefore, that our view, Madhyamaka view, is right. This is more close. Ordinary view, reality is temporary. So, the Madhyamaka view that everything is interdependence, emptiness, wisdom, that is the true nature. So therefore, sort of defeat that all phenomena is substantial or permanent exist. So that is one debate to establish that emptiness realization wisdom. Also, we need to know that it's exist and emptiness Ranghimyo, okay? We need to know that true nature, existent nature, and between those two, we need to know. Do you understand? There exist and nature of exist. Madhya Marga, say, for example, everything is like a nature of exist. Nature of exist means like we don't say the Madhya Marga, say the conventional truth, which is we seeing thing, real things here. We don't mean this is not. We don't accept, you know. That means exist. We accept exist. But we don't exist. We accept exist. But that doesn't mean their nature is exist. Their nature is not exist. This is nature is emptiness. So nature emptiness and so exist and nature exist. It's a very tiny debate. It would be in monastery, if you're debating, it would be take you to the, you know, round. This kind of debate, very detailed. Exist and the nature of exist. Right. So exist means both is can accept, you know. Madhya Marga doesn't mean, oh, everything is nothingness, you know. So Madhya Marga say, yeah, conventional truth is conventional truth. It is truth, because we say truth, you know. But also, ultimate truth is more truth. So both is truth. So therefore, we say, because the ultimate relative or conventional is we ordinary truth, you know. Ultimately, truth is more like true nature. That is ultimate. So therefore, a realist say, second question, they're giving to the second debate. So then they say, every phenomena, all phenomena is non-exist. All phenomena is like emptiness or insubstantial, no nature, because you say everything is emptiness. So then why all those path, Buddha's path, why we accumulating merits? Why we practicing all these path, Dharma practice, you know, six perfection, such as generosity, moral ethic, patience, effort, concentrated meditation, 10 virtues, to abandoning 10 non-virtues, all those, why we practice, how happened, all the stage of path. Because that Madhya Marga, the middle way, that your view is everything is emptiness and everything is insubstantial, you know. This question is a tough, you know. Madhya Marga give the answer like a moment ago I said. Okay, we don't mean that everything, conventional things here exist, is not exist. We don't mean that not exist. Remember, we already accepted that dream or mirage. We already accept that. So same thing for us. These conventional real things and dream or mirage, for us, nothing is different. It's just maybe long and short term. Maybe just long term and short term, you know. So we accept, totally, completely, we accept conventional truth. This real world, we accept. We don't mean this is not exist, you know. So therefore, like I said, it's exist and nature of exist. We're talking about nature of exist. Madhya Marga say, we're talking about nature of exist. So there's a nature of exist. Then we debating you. We disagree because that is not right. Because everything is interdependence. So that is the wisdom that we're learning, wisdom chapter. Therefore, we accept existence, things, and we disagree that nature of existence. So nature of existence is because of the ultimate truth, the final wisdom, that emptiness realization wisdom, or the different way to call union of the conventional truth and the ultimate truth. So these two, co-emergent, or union, or innate root. So actually, the nature is. Everything, that all phenomena is generally, it's a union. It's a union and co-emergent. It's always together, like incense and smell, you know, flower and smell. We cannot separate. Incense and smell is, you know, it's innate. So then why we say this is the ultimate truth, this is the conventional truth, why we say separately, sort of confusing, you know? Because this is just trying to, who don't understand, who don't know this innate. So then we say Buddha's teaching to try to introduction, you know, giving introduction, pointing out, to easy to understand. This is the ordinary beings don't understand that true nature, so therefore that's happened. That is the, because of the two, why the number two. Because that is the nature, you know. There is no need to add, no need to reduce. That is the nature. This number is, nobody is actually sort of make a rule, you know, not Buddha's rule. Like our constitution. The constitution is not by man, you know, by rule, you know. So that same thing, it's a natural rule. It's not Buddha's rule, you know. Buddha made, and Buddha made like a list of truth. This is the Four Noble Truths. So Buddha doesn't make that numbers and list, you know. It's just because of nature happened. It's nature things. So that way it's just happened. So one thing is Four Noble Truths, and here these two truth means a little different. So we need to separate. Sometimes it may be confusing. Truth means same thing. So therefore, Madhyamaka, the answer is, we don't mean, you know, not accept exist things, which is the conventional things. We don't mean that not accepting. We already accepted like a mirage and dream. So therefore, how do you say that your disagree is not appropriate with the Madhyamaka view, you know. Madhyamaka view more explain that the accumulation merits or building cause and condition, accumulating merits, purification, whatever, you know, the conventional things, cause and condition and result, even like a Buddhahood result. The result is Buddhahood, right? Realists say, then how it's Buddhahood, and how accomplish such as like a Buddhahood or Asian Buddhahood? How? So then, Madhyamaka, the answer is, same thing, it's like accumulating, and accumulating merits is like within the like a mirage or dream. So the result of accumulation merits and completely purified negatives, obscurations, completed accumulation merits. So these two completed, then result is Buddhahood. So even this Buddhahood result is like a mirage. For who doesn't understand or realize ultimate truth, then it's like a conventional truth, you know, within conventional truth. So result is within the mirage or dream. Same thing like mirage people killing mirage people, you know. It's same thing like everything is like a dream, you know. If we talk about ultimately, there is no forms, no sounds, no, so all those, no, you know. And even the last thing is, there's no attainment and also no non-attainment, or, you know, because it's free from elaboration. There's free from limitation. It's middle way. So if we talk about ultimate, this is a little difficult to understand. Sometimes could be wrong view, you know. We need careful sometimes. This is the reason why foundation is important for everybody, every practitioner. Foundation, refuge, bodhicitta, love, compassion. All those foundation is built to build a more capacity, you know. If without capacity, if we suddenly, immediately we suddenly say, oh, this is emptiness, you know, this is nothing, then it will be scared for people, you know, because they don't understand that base. And so build capacity, and like a bodhicitta and compassion, you know, refuge in bodhicitta. Very special, some special characteristic people just instantly understand. But generally, you know, the stage of a path is more important, step by step, stage of a path. So therefore, sometimes we say even the result, Buddhahood is no Buddhahood, you know. This means, doesn't mean like there's no good result, like Buddhahood, liberation, and all-knowingness. Doesn't mean that, but ultimately, because of the free from elaboration, middle way realization, that's the final destination. Talking about view, then there's no Buddha even, no Buddha, no liberation, you know. No Buddha, no liberation, no samsara, no suffering, you know. It is a middle way. It is free from elaboration. So therefore, Madhyamaka say, nothing is that you disagree is, nothing is appropriate with my view, you know. Because we accept all conventional things. Just like a mirage and dream. All the way, even negative, just forget it. Even positive things, you know, from beginning to end of the path, Buddhahood, you know, all this is within the mirage and resolved mirage, like a mirage, you know. So therefore, the realist question is, that's not really appropriate, the Madhyamaka said, you know. So then Madhyamaka give the quotation, for example, from sutra. Says, yeah, for example, thousands of blind, thousands of blind, they don't know how to go on the path, on the way to their destination. And same thing, the example, same thing, that practitioners who doesn't have wisdom eye, just like a blind, you know, we don't really know which direction we go, you know. So without wisdom, so then this means impossible to achieve, you know, Buddhahood. So therefore, how much important the wisdom. Wisdom is the only most important the practice that we need to do to accomplish. So everything that focus to the wisdom. Same thing without, you know, who doesn't the wisdom. So then it's difficult to find out liberation state. And also Madhyamaka that says same thing, you know, the thousands of blind. If someone, only one person has eye, then that person can lead you to the destination very well. Only one person has eyes open and he can tell you, he or she can tell you the destination. Same thing, the wisdom can tell you the liberation. So therefore, this morning, the first two words, remember that all these branches, all the branches of practice or teachings, in order to accomplish wisdom, which is the emptiness realization wisdom. So then, the next question that next question to the Madhyamaka. So they say, if you say every phenomenon, all phenomena is insubstantial or emptiness, so then how you accept fire, for example, fire makes heat, hot, and water makes cold and wet. So how you explain those nature things? You know, they give the question. So then same thing, Madhyamaka says, we don't mean that conventional things, there's no characteristic or, you know, not work. We don't mean that. It can be work like a dream, you know. We don't mean that fire not burning. We accept that already. And so that is the same thing, almost like a mirage and dream. We don't mean that reality things not working, you know. So the realist, they say this is like a fire and water, you know, conventional things. This is a true existence, you know, the true existence. Because we say true existence, we have proof. This is a fire, because fire, the characteristic is burns and makes hot. Water makes, you know, cold and wet, you know. Because we say true existence, so this is why we say existence. So then how you, you know, explain that insubstantial with a fire, like a, for example, fire and water? The answer is similar, same thing that Madhyamaka, like I many times already said, doesn't mean that not working, or doesn't mean that not accept conventional things. It could be even like a Buddhahood, all those Dharma paths, all those real accomplishment, even all those like a mirage or dream. So the fire and water is already there. Same thing, we accept. It's true, conventional truth. So we accept it. So there's no debate. What is the next verse? Now fifth, right? And when ordinary folk perceive phenomena, they look on them as real and not illusory. This then is the subject of debate, where ordinary and yogis differ. This is already, right? I told, right? Right. Forms and the fourth, which we all perceive, exist by general acclaim, but not by valid reasoning. They are false, just like, for instance, unclean things regarded in the common view as pure. This is not yet, right? Seems not yet. The realists say, the next question is, okay, so now, everything is in emptiness, and if it's insubstantial, how five senses, five forms, like for example, form and sound, and what do we call five senses, right? Forms and sukdhatirorekja, forms and sounds and smell, taste, right, and touch, those five inner five senses and outer five skandhas or five aggregates. Then how these five things, that real thing is when you see this real things forms, you know, for example, you can see things and you can hear things, you can smell and you can taste, you know, because this is the true of the truth appears to your eyes and ears. So how you explain these things to the Madhya Magga, right? So the answer is, Madhya Magga say, yeah, it's same thing, same as like we can accept conventional things, same as before. There's no actually debate, but that your question is not really right, you know, because these five things, you know, for example, these five things, that's not really real. That's not really real things. It's something like, for example, reputation, like a reputation. Because of our concept, our thoughts, and our concept and thoughts hold and make something made up. For example, my name is Campbell, right? People call me Campbell. For example, Campbell, when people call me Campbell, then I think I'm Campbell, you know? Maybe I am Campbell, you know? But the Campbell is just name, right? This is not really like, is my physical is Campbell, or my mind is Campbell, or the name is very funny, you know? It's just named. And then we call the name, then people think, oh, I'm that, you know? Same thing, all the phenomena, you know? This is a cup. So who named the cup, you know? So then we say a cup, then we imagine something like, oh, cup is maybe like, you know, made by clay with the handle and something. It's just made up, right? So same thing, outer things, many things like, looks like exist, real, but it's just, one thing is just named, one thing is whole. You know, that's the how samsara is cyclic exists, you know. Just all, everything is named. In Tibetan words, it's Mingyang Daoyu. Mingyang Daoyu, you know. Mingyang means named, you know. Daoyu means we don't really know that translate how to. Mingyang Daoyu, Shu Tamji Mingyang Daoyu. So Shu Tamji means all the phenomena, you know. Mingyang means it's just named. It's not real their nature, you know. It's just made up. And then Daoyu means hold our mind, something, our conception and something, hold that. So then, you know, it's Mingyang Daoyu, you know. Same thing, all the phenomena. So here, I'm trying to say this here, but those five, for example, forms, all those are the, you know, it's named and hold that our conception, grasp, you know. We grasp our body and we grasp outer phenomena. Those are the two major, the reason we, you know, sort of stuck in samsara, you know. Because our attachment with the body, and then we created all the karmas, you know, relative, because of relative of the body. Because everything is this body, you know. So one thing here, that the emptiness realization wisdom. So wisdom here meaning in this chapter, wisdom means, if we say differently, just different name, it would be the wisdom that selfless, you know, selfless with the body, or five aggregates, and selfless with the phenomena, you know, the Kansadami, Chudami, you know, the Tibetan words, the origin words is Kansadami, Chudami. Kansa means body or five aggregates or person, you know, holding, we think I'm me and I'm, this is me and this is my things, you know, this is a person. So another word is the wisdom that selfless, that is the same meaning, emptiness wisdom, you know, realization wisdom. So therefore Madhyamaka answered that everything same as before is conventional, we accept, but if we talk about that subject that you're saying, those five, you know, things, forms and sound, all those things, these are the just made up. Those are not the true nature, just made up, and we hold, and it's just named. So therefore, there's no really such things. Any questions? Your question is, oh, what's the different single mind, Madhyamaka view, and free from elaboration, Madhyamaka view, right? What's the difference? Yeah, that's both is Mahayana, right? Both is Mahayana, both is Madhyamaka, but single mind or everything is mind, that doctrine, Madhyamaka, we talked this morning a little bit, right? Their view is mind only, right? Everything is, all phenomena is mind. It's this view is higher than the third school. But this doctrine understand that everything is mind. But they understand after phenomena, they understand mind. But inner mind, then some little duality, not completely like the other Madhyamaka, the highest
duality.
Yeah, in the mind, something, because the final realization should be free from elaboration, right? So only mind, this doctrine has something a little bit like a tiny wisdom obscuration, right? Shijetiba, Shidip, yeah. Yeah, Mamrin Dzogchen, right? There are many, could be many, I don't really know much Dzogchen, but I think it's similar Mahamudra, right? No. So Mahamudra is Madhyamaka. Of course, Madhyamaka. The only mind is Madhyamaka, but not the final Madhyamaka, which is a Tenyur, Uma Tenyur, right? So Mahamudra is Uma Tenyur, you know, Uma Madhyamaka. Tenyur is, I don't know how to translate, that is the final Madhyamaka, so which is free from elaboration. Mahamudra is more understanding within the meditation, and Madhyamaka is pointing out through the more like speech and words, you know. So this is sort of like Madhyamaka is sort of pointing out the words, more like words, you know. Mahamudra is more like a subject. Mahamudra is the subject, this is the pointing out. So meaning is same thing. Now this is more like a speech and study, and so Mahamudra meditation will understand completely the Madhyamaka, right? If you want to ask a question, start sixth question, then how, why the all those path, practice, generosity, moral ethic, you know, patience, effort, everything path, practice, yeah. Then why these are the how, you know, why we do these things, if everything is emptiness and insubstantial, then the Madhyamaka gave the answer, you know, ultimately, like a Heart Sutra says, even no Buddha, you know, right? But conventionally, we accept it's things like just like a mirage and dream. So life is mirage, right? It's dream. So it's same thing, mirage, dream. So who understand this nature, so then, like a bodhisattva, then there's no suffering, right? That's why they can give their head, cut off the head and give them, you know? And they can give the part of bodies, and that's why, because they have the, you know, that enough realization, you know? So we ordinarily think, so we have grasses and we think this is real, then that's the problem. For example, great compassion and love and compassion, great compassion, how we practice within the emptiness, compassion, you know. Our ordinary compassion is just, how do you say, just general compassion, right? The great compassion is those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who understand, who have realized that this world, this is just insubstantial, all phenomena, everything, this world is insubstantial, this is just like a dream. But who don't understand this? These sentient beings who don't understand this true nature, they kind of just, they holding like a mirage is real and dream is holding real. Because of they hold real, then they suffering a lot. So Bodhisattva see that, and then Bodhisattva get strong devotion. Oh, these sentient beings really, you know, confused, you know, and there's no really such things to, not really involved, shouldn't involve, but they hold seriously, you know. There's not really serious things, but they hold seriously. So they making themselves so much suffering, you know. That's the why Bodhisattva's compassion, that's the why we call, like this morning I said, compassion and emptiness is always innate, co-emergent. It's always together, you know. Because it's Bodhisattva see that sentient beings suffering, like, then great compassion for them, you know. So, yeah, it's does make sense? Madhyamaka view, that is the truth, that is the, if there is a limit, temples or, you know, all those, there's a rule in Buddhist, Vinayana, you know, the monk's rule. There's a temples, like, how much size, right? How much size of temples, you know? But maybe too much to build, you know? That's true. So that's more like a benefit for, you know, poor people. That's more benefit. That's true, right?
The clear light, would that be the same as the center of the mandala? if you were to come through the five families to come to the center, would you say that is the same experience, essence?
Your question is clearly that same as in the mandala, like five Buddha families, right?
Yes, in the center, the white light or clear light.
Right. The clear light means, actually, this is the realization. Clear light or emptiness realization or Mahamudra realization or whatever we call different names. But clear light is a realization. So in the visualization, like a center of the mandala, the visualization from five Buddha families, those light, I think it's just more like, I shouldn't say regular light, but it's just similar, like a sort of like a regular light. But that light, you know, purifies, because those lights, nature of deity's compassion and deity's quality. So that light can make purify other sentient beings and offering to Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, things like that. So you're asking light means like that light, right?
If they were the same. If it would be clear light practice to be doing the mandala work.
Mandala light, I think the more just a light, like a, something nature of a compassion light or something quality light. Your clear light means different. Clear light means emptiness, realization. All right?
Thank you. So that would be different, a clear light when somebody passes, when they die.
Right, somebody passed, then right after the elements dissolves to the, you know, nature. Then after dissolve, then they feel that ground, clear light. Then who has, the dying person who has experience with the Mahamudra or emptiness realization, which is the path, clear light. Then that part clear light recognize that ground light, ground clear light recognize, and they inseparable then, and then enlightenment. That is the best power we call.
Thank you so much.
Why we build the temples and statues, not only temple and statue, anything about offering to Buddha. So always, we try to always, as much as we can, priceless, quality things, better things. Because it's we believe, not only believe, it's true. Because the enlightenment is, depends on accumulation merits and purification. You know, the enlightenment is, Buddhahood is a result of accumulation merits and purification. Sometimes maybe mixed, maybe not quite. It could be like something, for example, not quite motivation, you know, something looking good or something feel like a big and nice, and if that way it may be different, right? Otherwise, basically, people, why are the people offering? Why are the people building? It's accumulating merits. For example, in Dandaras and Sutaras said, you know, if one built one stupa size like a thumb, and inside that we call Sokhin, the center, sort of center channel, the woods, that is something like a size like a toothpick. If one built like a thinking about Buddha and devotion and Buddha's quality, and built like this for benefit for sentient beings, how much benefit it's numberless gave us accumulated merits, you know. So that's the way people always building fancy things. Someone build like a huge, you know, quality things for offering Buddha, that is of course much benefit. So someone doesn't have, depends how much. If someone wealthy, right, then even though he or she wealthy, then build a small. That's not quite, that's not right. That means strange, you know. Someone doesn't have anything, but, you know, sincerely, bottom of heart, build this much. That is a perfect. Then doesn't matter someone big like a mountain or someone build like a tomb. Maybe same thing, you know. We said we have usually Buddhist practice, smoke offering, tea offering, or dharma offering, whatever we offering. We have two objects, okay? One is Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and dharma protectors, like a worldly god, you know, wisdom deities, such as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and deities and dharma protectors, right? One is giving lower realms, you know, giving lower realms. So giving lower other three realms, you know, include an animal, right? And also it's a human being. So offering up or offering down, same thing, you know. Within the meditation, for example, we meditate shamatha, right? Shamatha meditation. So the actual shamatha is the basic meditation, and that is the way to take you to understand, realize the we call vipassana. Vipassana means the way that understanding Mahamudra realization, you know. Shamatha and meditation, shamatha and vipassana meditation, then accomplish Mahamudra realization. So Mahamudra realization means then you will realize, you will understand in the mind, and both after outer world, how to relate it, you know, we call appearance and inner mind, how to relate it, how to so all those things in the Vipassana meditation you will understand. And then your Mahamudra realization, the standard that we call four stage of a yogi. So those are sort of like how much you got the realization standard. So those shows you how much you, that your realization, how much getting to the final destination, you know. So the final, the yogi that we call the sort of like a non-meditation state, that means Buddhahood. That means completely, like here said, this is a perfect wisdom. It's that time, you know, the very tiny, teeny, subtle wisdom, obscuration, even those obscuration, completely purified and completely Buddhahood. So Mahamudra is the best meditation to realize emptiness. Yeah, it's so profound. Meditation concentrated is samadhi. So samadhi is the origin name, right? The Sanskrit. So concentrated meditation. This concentrated meditation needs to every practice, shamatha, vipassana, mahamudra, or visualization, recitation. So without concentration, then no much benefit, right? The great, those scholars, masters gives example like when we retreat, like for example, retreat, solitary retreat. So recitation and accumulating number of recitation and samatha or vipassana, whatever. If without concentration meditated, then it's like the rock in the river. So it looks like a rock is in the river, always outside looks like a, because it's in the river, looks like a wet, right? But inside the rock, the water never go inside the rock, right? Same thing that without concentrated meditation, then not really any practice is not really working. So therefore, concentrated meditation is entirely practice needed. Yeah, does it make sense? Is that your question? Yeah? Oh, good, good. We need tongra. The outer body needs to be three. Tongra means tongra. It's like a empty, you know, empty. We need to sort of like an insubstantial or empty, because we cannot do power like with our flesh and with the ordinary body, you know. Therefore, the Vajrayogini, the visualized Vajrayogini, because I think one reason is the Vajrayogini is the most important in all the Dandara, is mother of Buddha. So all the deities like Havajra, Chakrasamvara, Hayangeva, all deities have the mother, the union of mother, Vajrayogini. Vajrayogini is represent, not really form, you know, not really like a human being, you know. It's just like a form, represent of the emptiness or clear light, you know. So that way the body is visualized as Vajrayogini, and then other empty means that remember that channel, center channel is empty. So those we call Dongra, you know, Dongra, empty. Yeah, empty. So yeah, that's the reason Vajrayogini. Question? Everybody seems enlightened. Now we make a dedication.
Dorje Chang, Deloba, Naropa, Marpa, Nalarepa, Dharma Lord Gambopa, Hangma Treba, and Lord Ndikomba.